Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Happy Together. A two-mom sperm donation story by Julie Marie is a children's picture book designed to help families explain donor conception in an age-appropriate way. It belongs to the larger Happy Together collection, a 13-book series centered on IVF, donor conception, and surrogacy. This title focuses specifically on a family with two moms who used sperm donation to have a child, and it frames the origin story in simple, reassuring language. The book's purpose is not only to describe a conception path, but also to normalize it by presenting the family as loving, intentional, and complete. Illustrated by Ashley Lucas, it uses visual storytelling to support a discussion that can otherwise feel difficult for parents to initiate. Its practical value lies in giving parents a gentle vocabulary for conversations with young children, while also helping children understand that their family story is one of many valid ways families are formed. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, explaining sperm donation to young children in simple, concrete terms. A central feature of the book is its use of very direct, child-friendly language to describe how a baby is conceived with donor sperm. Rather than relying on medical terminology or abstract explanation, it reduces the process to understandable parts, an egg from a woman and a seed from a man. This matters because young children usually need cause and effect language that connects a family's story to a clear sequence of events. The book, therefore, functions as an educational bridge, translating a complex reproductive process into terms that a preschool or early elementary child can grasp. At the same time, the simplicity is not just for comprehension. It also reduces anxiety for parents who may feel unsure how to begin the conversation. By making the explanation brief and readable, the book helps the topic feel manageable and age-appropriate rather than clinical or overwhelming. Secondly, centering a two-mom family without treating it as unusual. The book's specific focus on a family with two moms gives it a distinctive place in children's literature because it addresses a family structure that is often underrepresented in books about conception. Instead of treating the two-mom household as a side note, the story places it at the center of the child's origin story. That approach matters because representation is not only about visibility. It also shapes whether children see their own lives reflected as normal and worthy of narrative attention. The book presents the parents as caregivers first, and their family-building path as one part of a broader story of love and intention. This helps prevent the conception method from becoming the defining feature of the family. In practical terms, the book supports both the child and the parents by showing that a family formed through donor sperm can be explained openly without framing it as exceptional or problematic. Thirdly, using a love-based framework to discuss donor conception. The emotional framing is especially important because it gives the child a stable context for understanding their origins. A child who hears only the biological explanation may miss the relational meaning of the story, but the book keeps the emotional message present throughout. This balance between factual clarity and affectionate reassurance is one of its strongest features. Fourthly, part of a larger series built around assisted reproduction and family diversity, the series format also helps the book serve a practical role beyond one family type. Parents can use it as part of a library of related stories, comparing different paths while keeping the same tone and style. That consistency can make conversations about reproduction less intimidating and more familiar over time. Lastly, illustration and visual storytelling as support for difficult conversations. The picture book format also creates room for repeated discussion. Children can return to the images, ask questions, and absorb the story gradually, which is often more effective than a single explanation. That repeated engagement is one reason the book can function as a long-term family resource rather than a one-time reading. In conclusion, Happy Together. A two-mom sperm donation story is best suited for families with two moms who want a clear, age-appropriate way to explain donor conception to a young child. It is also useful for parents, caregivers, and educators seeking inclusive children's literature that reflects assisted reproduction without stigma or confusion. The main benefit of the book is practical. It offers simple language, a reassuring emotional frame, and a picture book format that supports repeated family conversations. Intellectually, it helps normalize a family-building path that is still underrepresented in mainstream children's publishing. Compared with many books on reproduction, its strength is its specificity. It does not try to explain every fertility pathway at once. Instead, it focuses closely on one family structure and one conception method, which makes the message easier for children to understand. Its place in the larger Happy Together series also gives it added value, since families can use it alongside related titles for different assisted reproduction stories. For readers looking for a gentle, affirming, and concrete resource, it stands out as both instructional and inclusive. If you would like to support Julie Marie, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.